Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome to the very first episode of Tom's Podcast, where we explore the wonders of mindfulness through the magical blend of storytelling and meditation. I'm your host, Kyle, and today I'm thrilled to introduce you to Tom, a unique app that's become a big part of my daily routine and mindfulness practice. So let's get real. Life can be pretty overwhelming sometimes, right? There are days when it feels like everything's moving too fast and it's hard to catch a breath. That's where Tom comes in for me. It's like having a friend who knows just when you need a good story or a calming moment of meditation. But let me share something personal. Growing up, my grandmother was the storyteller of the family. Her stories were magical and full of wisdom. They taught me about life, love, and everything in between. Those moments were like little pockets of magic in my day. Fast forward to adulthood, and I found myself craving that same sense of peace and wonder. That's when I discovered meditation. It was a game changer, helping me find my center in the chaos of everyday life. Combining storytelling and meditation, it's been like rediscovering that childhood magic, but with a sense of calm and mindfulness that I desperately needed. Storytelling is so powerful. It's how we connect with each other and make sense of our lives. Think about it. Every culture, every family has its own stories. They help us understand who we are and where we come from. Stories can heal, inspire, and connect us in ways that nothing else can. And meditation, it's not just about sitting still and trying to empty your mind. Like for me, it's been a journey of learning to be present, to breathe through the tough moments, and to find peace within. Meditation has helped me handle stress better, sleep more soundly, and even approach life with a bit more grace. When you add storytelling to the mix, it's like giving your mind and soul a cozy, comforting hug. Now let's talk about Tom and why it's so special to me. This app is a beautiful blend of guided meditations and storytelling designed to help you become more mindful in your daily life. It's perfect whether you're new to meditation or have been practicing for years. When I first started using Tom, I wasn't sure where to begin. Thankfully, the Tom Starter Pack guided me through the basics of meditation, helping me build a strong foundation. From there, I explored the Signature Series, which has been incredible for deepening my mindfulness practice. Guys, listen to this. That's how Tom works. I mean, it opens your wound that needs to be healed with its storytelling and then puts the medicine in, guided meditation. And that's how you heal. One of my favorite parts of Tom is the Confidence Series. There have been days when my self-esteem felt really low, and these story meditations help me reconnect with myself and find that inner strength. They teach you self-love and help you tackle those pesky self-doubts head-on. And guys, I mean, how many of you can actually really sleep these days? I've read somewhere that we are in the middle of a sleep pandemic, and it's really annoying. Another reason why I love Tom is when it's time to unwind at the end of the day, I head over to the sleep tab. The story meditations and sleep stories there are perfect for helping me drift off into a peaceful slumber. If you're feeling stressed, like I sometimes do, the Meditate tab has story meditations on everything from everyday anxiety to manifesting your dreams. And for those moments when I just need some calming background music while I work or relax, the Music tab provides soothing sounds that set the perfect mood. Scientists say that looking at art can evoke the same physical reactions as falling in love. Tom takes this a step further by integrating the healing power of art into their meditations. It's a full sensory experience that makes you stop, stare, and feel. So, why not give Tom a try? Take the first step on your journey to spiritual and physical healing with Tom. Trust me, it's a journey worth taking. You know, as I mentioned earlier, my grandmother was the storyteller in our family. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to share a story she told me when I was a child, a story that has stayed with me all these years. My grandma used to gather us around her in her kitchen and tell us the most wonderful stories. One of my favorites was about a boy named Gabriel. It's about passion, perseverance, and the magic that happens when you follow your heart. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into it. This story takes place many years ago in a quaint little town where the air was always filled with the sweet scent of blooming flowers and the sound of children laughing. Gabriel was a student at the local music school. He had a mop of curly hair, twinkling eyes, and a heart full of dreams. But there was one thing about Gabriel that everyone noticed. He played the piano very, very badly. Oh, how his fingers fumbled on those keys. The notes would clash and jangle, making the teachers wince and the other students giggle, but Gabriel didn't mind. You see, he loved the piano more than anything else in the world. The feel of the keys beneath his fingers, the sound of each note, it was like magic to him. While other students dreaded their practice sessions, Gabriel looked forward to them. He would sit at that old piano for hours on end, his little fingers tirelessly playing scales and pieces. It didn't matter to him that his playing wasn't perfect. What mattered was the joy it brought him. Day after day, Gabriel practiced. While others played outside, he played the piano. While others complained about their lessons, he cherished every moment. The other students who once laughed at him began to notice something. Slowly but surely, Gabriel was improving. His fingers moved with more confidence, his notes became clearer, and his melodies sweeter. Years passed, and the time came for the annual music school recital. The hall was filled with proud parents eager to hear their children perform. Gabriel's turn came, and he walked to the piano with a calm determination. He sat down, took a deep breath, and began to play. The music that flowed from the piano that night was like nothing anyone had ever heard. It was pure, beautiful, and filled with emotion. Gabriel's fingers danced on the keys, telling a story of passion, dedication, and love. When he finished, the hall erupted in applause. There wasn't a dry eye in the room. Gabriel had done it. He had become the best pianist in the school, not because he was the most talented, but because he loved the piano more than anything else. His love for music turned what others saw as a burden into a joy. And that, my dear listeners, is the secret. Do what you love. Pour your heart and soul into it, and it will never feel like work. Just like Gabriel, you'll find that with passion and dedication, you can achieve greatness. So anyway. So that was the story my grandma used to tell me. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope this episode has inspired you to explore the magical world of Taom. Remember, stories and meditations are not just for listening, they're for living. Until next time, stay mindful, stay magical. This has been Kyle with Taom's podcast. See you next time.